Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our last episode, we spoke about negative self-talk. And today we're going to use positive affirmations to make sure we're creating the right message for ourselves.
Excellent. And it's so important to be mindful of what you're thinking. Now, as we talked about in our last episode, I was picking up cues from outside of myself, and I transformed those into negative self-talk. And really, you can't always control what happens outside of yourself, but you can control your internal self-talk. So using affirmations is a way to do that.
So how do affirmations work?
Good question. So affirmations are positive statements that you repeat to yourself again and again, almost like you're planting these positive thoughts in your brain. For example, let's say you're about to go to a really big presentation.
Big presentations can sometimes cause a lot of anxiety for people.
Right. So the idea is to notice your self-talk so you can consciously plant positive thoughts in your mind. Because if you're thinking a negative thought, let's say you're thinking, I always get nervous before presentations, thinking that thought can actually magnify your anxiety. So, Bill, I know you use affirmations. What process do you go through when you have an important presentation?
Sometimes I personally can get stressed about, did I get everything organized? Did I do all the pre-planning? And at that point, you can have things rotating through your mind endlessly. So you just stop and say, hey, I've got this.
I've got this. That's great. It's very simple, but it says it all. So, Bill, I know when you have folks coming in from out of town and traveling with you and you have a big presentation, that can be challenging. So what affirmations do you use on those days?
I often just sit and close my eyes and say, I'm prepared, I'm successful, I trust the universe to carry me through.
And how does that work for you when you do that?
It calms me and it makes me ready to take on the challenge of the day.
So it sounds like it's a really great mental preparation.
That's true. And it generally works. And then the other one is, I only have 4 hours and I can get through this and it'll all be over with.
Yes, there's that too. But I also heard you say to yourself a little earlier, I've got this.
Well, I think that's important. Sometimes we get into the weeds and it's just, I think, easy for any of us just to forget how much we bring to each day, to each sales call, to each meeting. So we have to remind ourselves of that process, however it works for us individually.
Thank you, Bill. It's really great to hear your insights on this topic of affirmations and positive self-talk. And for more information on affirmations, my book, Ignite Your Sales Power, devotes a big section to best practices for affirmations, and it also has a list of 100 affirmations you can use to boost your sales.
Okay.
And if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe. And stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And as always, please don't do this while driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. So this is a guided meditation to help you get used to training your mind to use affirmations. So to start, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. So I'm going to read a few affirmations to you. And if these resonate with you, you can repeat them throughout the day, or you can create your own. Always remember to write an affirmation as if it's already happening. So here are a few affirmations you can use. I relate features and benefits with enthusiasm and confidence. My belief in the value of my product or service helps me persevere. I have a deep respect for my customers, and it shows in the way I listen to them. Now remember, your mind is going to think thoughts anyway, so you may as well choose thoughts that will serve you. And remember, you can pause any time throughout the day and simply repeat your affirmation to yourself as a way of training your mind to have a positive focus.